today, but we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Me'ilah, and we're up to parak Vav, Mishnah Gimel. Nasan lo pruta, if a person by accident gave a pruta to a shaliach, and the pruta belongs to Hagdish, Amar lo, and he said, Haveli b'chatzi neros b'chatzi psilos, buy me neros with half of this pruta, and wicks with half of this pruta, halach ve'vilo b'kula neros. And the guy went and he bought neros with the whole pruta, or b'kula psilos, or he bought wicks with the whole pruta, or shamar lo haveli b'kula neros. So you ask him to buy neros with the entire pruta, b'kula psilos, or wicks with the entire pruta, halach ve'hevi lo b'chatzi neros b'chatzi psilos, and he split it and bought half neros, half pruta, half wicks. Shneim lo malu, then neither guy is in violation of mi'ilah, because the guy followed your instructions on a chatzi pruta, and he did his own thing on a chatzi pruta, but you need to violate mi'ilah with a full pruta. Avil amar lo, but if you said to him, havili b'chatzi neros mimakom ploni, bring me with half of the pruta neros from a certain location, v'chatzi psilos mimakom ploni, and with the other half, get me wicks from another location. V'halach ve'vilo neros mi'beis psilos, psilos mi'beis neros. And he flipped the locations, but he brought back the right items. Hashliach mal. Then the shliach is in violation of mi'ila because he did get a different than the mishaleach had sent him. So we're going to assume the mishaleach is not in violation of mi'ila, but there is a full shavapruta for shavapruta's worth in that which he bought. Moving on to Mishnah Dalit, Nasan l'shtei prutos, a person gave a shliach two prutos that belonged to Hagdish. Amalo, and he said, Haveli Asrog, buy me an Asrog with it. Valach vevilo bepruta Asrog, and he spent one pruta on an Asrog, a bepruta Rimon, and he bought a pomegranate with the other pruta. Shnei amal, both the Mishaleach and the shliach are in violation of Mi'ila. The Mishaleach, because he followed his instructions on the one pruta, and the shliach, because he didn't follow the instructions on the other pruta. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Balabayas Lamal. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Balabayas is not in violation of Mi'ila. Shu Amalo, Esrog Gadol Yisimivakesh, Vevesili Katan Vara. I asked for a two pruta Esrog. You brought me a one pruta Esrog, so you didn't do my shlichus at all. Nasan lo dinar Zahav, if he gives him a dinar Zahav that belongs to Hagdish, Amalo, and he says, Havi li chalok, bring me a shirt, Vahalach Vevi lo Bishlosha chalok. And he went and he used three quarters of it on a shirt, half of it on a shirt, Ubishlosha talis, and the other half of it on a talis, Shnei Amal. They're both in violation of Mi'ila, because he did what you wanted with the shirt, and he did his own thing with the talus. But Rabbi Yehuda Amar Balabais Lomal, Balabais is not in violation of Mila, Shuomalo, because he could say, Chalogadol Yisim Vakesh Vevesili Katan Vra. I asked for a high quality shirt, one that's going to cost a dinar zahav, and you went and you bought me a low quality shirt, so you didn't do my shlichus at all. To review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we said that if you give a pruta to a shliach, and you ask him to spend half of it on neros and half of it on psilos, and he spent all of it on Eros, or all of it on Psilos, or vice versa, so they're both, neither is in violation of Mi'ila. But if you ask him to spend half of it on Eros from a certain location, half of it on Psilos from a different location, and he flips the locations, but buys both the Eros and the Psilos, then he, the Shaliach, is in violation of Mi'ila. In Mishnah Dal, we said that if you give two Prutos, and you ask for an Esrog to be purchased with those two Prutos, but instead he splits it, and he buys an Esrog with one, and a Rimon with the other, Tanakama says they're both in violation of Mi'ila. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, he didn't do what you said at all, because you asked for a nicer Esrog. And the same is true if you gave him a dinar Zahav and you asked him to buy you a shirt and he spends half of it on a shirt and half of it on a talis. Tanakama again says they're both in violation of Mi'ila because he half did what you said. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, the Balabais is not in violation of Mi'ila because you said you could say I was looking for a higher quality shirt. Okay, but next time we'll pick up with Paragvav Mishnah Hey.